Vasily. And these are your hard facts. Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, go Super Falconets. Our Falconets start their quest for the under-20 Women's World Cup tonight. They play France in their first match. I'm rooting for you, Falconets. Go, 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 go. Let's continue where our amazing ladies at the Commonwealth Games left off. If you are tuning into this show for the very first time, welcome. You are alongside 1 million Lagosians. And don't forget, if you witness a story and you think Lagos needs to know about it, call our newsroom directly on 01465-7175. I've got a great show for you today. We'll start, as always, with the big three. On the big three, we'll bring you three of the biggest stories of the day. Let's talk about Loma possibly increasing waste evacuation charges. Possibly there, in capital letter and underlined. Then let's talk about Gbadebo Rhodes Vivo winning the Lagos Labour Guba ticket. And then let's talk about the Air Force taking out a top terrorist and more train passengers getting freed. We've got good news on that last story there. Chukwudi will bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians with Onyi Sunday at 4 o'clock. When he's done, you get to bring him your eyewitness accounts from 4:30. On the big hard fact, let's talk about labor disputes. We have ASUU on strike. We have resident doctors threatening a strike. We have other unions agitating as well. Let's talk about the issues. Let's talk about what government is doing. Let's talk about what government can do. We already know what government has said that they won't do. They've said we're not going to borrow 1.1 trillion naira just to settle ASUU. What do you think about that? 5 p.m. Share your thoughts with me. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. I am Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. These are your hard facts.
On the hard facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will Loma increase its waste evacuation charges? Can Rhodes Vivo challenge Sanwo-Olu? Can the Air Force maintain the momentum? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Loma may be increasing its waste evacuation charges in October. That's our first story. Loma MD Ibrahim Odumboni said that they may do this. He's blaming the rising cost of diesel and truck spare parts. Apparently, the private sector participants, PSPs, are seeing their overhead costs rising. The Loma MD said that PSP, CDA, CDC, and Loma will take part in the review process. We want to appeal to tenements. The quicker we resolve this, the better it will be for us in terms of the percentage increase. In some cases, it might be less than that because waste is dependent on your individual lifestyles. We are in the process of extensive and consultative pricing review for PSP services that we offer in households, knowing full well that we are trying to recognize the economic trend in Nigeria. We're trying to ensure that we are not introducing any change that will automatically disenfranchise people and cause the menace of waste in our immediate society, end quote. I just read you the words of the MD of Loma. We're hearing that that review may be 50%. So you could be paying 50% more for your garbage collection by October. Maybe. Again, diesel to blame. We've been talking for months about all the different ways that the rising cost of diesel is affecting your life, affecting your pocket. Here's yet another one. I wonder if those that supported Putin when he invaded Ukraine are still supporting him, considering. But anyways, let's talk about what you think about this story. Do you accept that Loma needs to increase the charges so that PSPs can keep performing? Do you think 50% is an okay markup? Do you think that there are other things that Loma and the PSPs can do to avoid raising your bill? How much do you even pay for Loma right now? So what would a 50% increase look like? Loma also talked about a possible government subsidy, but we're not sure whether government can actually afford it. But it's you, it's your pocket, it's your waste. Talk to me about it. 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. Do you accept that Loma needs to increase the charges so that PSPs can keep performing? Do you think that 50% is an okay markup? Do you think that there are other things that Loma and the PSPs can do so that they don't raise your bill by 50%? Maybe. How much are you paying for waste management now, for trash collection right now? How much are you paying? 99.3, hello? Hello?
Yeah, Sandra, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yes, I can. What's your name?
This is Emmanuel calling from Aja.
Welcome, Emmanuel from Aja.
Okay, this Loma Betin, I don't understand how it works, because just this year, usually I was paying 1,000 monthly.
Okay.
So early this year, the guy increased it to 1,500.
Okay.
That's around January.
Okay.
Then when he brought the, March or April bill, it was 2,000.
Okay.
So this one, they are talking of increasing it. I don't understand. What of the one they've been increasing before now?
Interesting. Okay. Emmanuel from Ajah with that question. We've got Jide from Ogba who says, Loma has already increased. It's done. They just brought a bill for us yesterday. So the May is gaslighting. All right, Jide. How do you feel about that increase? Do you think it's justified? We've got a message here from, you didn't leave your name, but you say, truth is, anything rising up now isn't new anymore. Even if you hear something is high now, everybody takes it normally. All right. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yes, my name is Mike.
Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Yes, I'm calling from Lakwe.
Welcome, Mike from Lakwe.
Yes, they've increased our own already at the beginning of, it expired April.
Okay.
So it's 33% increment.
Okay.
That has been done.
Okay.
So I don't know what they are saying, whether they want to still increase again.
By 50% now.
By 50%.
Yes, they're talking about a 50% by October, maybe.
A new one added to the 33% they've increased, that would be 88%
increase, yes.
Okay. They should continue.
Yeah, they should continue, he says. Okay. Thank you for calling, Mike. We've got a message here. Sandra, good afternoon. Okay, you're talking about our second story. I'm going to come back to this comment, so let me mark this as unread so that I can come back to it. Onyi from Ejibo says, Sandra, how many times will Loma increase their tariff this year? They increased it earlier this year. They want to increase it again? God help us. So, Onyi from Ejibo, thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello. So we're getting messages from everyone that Loma already increased their price. Well, they're saying that they're going to review again, and they may increase what you're paying for waste evacuation by 50% by October. That's what they're saying. So if it's true that they've already increased it, and by the account of so many people who have called in so far, you may not be far from the truth. It means that whatever you're paying now, you may be paying an additional increase by October. Maybe. Possibly. Temi Tokwe is in Yannick Baja. Hi, Temi Tokwe.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I want to contribute to the issue on ground.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
I align exactly with what others have said. I've seen two increases this year.
Okay.
I'm wondering if this is another increase yet. I started the year by paying 2,000, now 3,500.
Okay.
So I don't know where it's going to. Interestingly, because of the nature, the way they categorize buildings is because of the nature of building I live in.
Okay.
Whereas you have people who live in maybe some other buildings where they generate more waste and they're paying less. So I think it's something that needs to be reviewed properly. If indeed the operational cost is increasing, are they also sharing the cost across the users or the people that they're providing the services to in line with the waste that is being generated.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Temi Tokpa, for calling us. Now, that's something, of course, that you're going to have to tell me, because you, at the end of the day, you're the customer. You are the... You are the user of this service. How effective has it been? How efficient has it been? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Mama T from...
Welcome, Mama T.
Hey, Sandra, this Loma, they are not serious people.
Okay.
Even when we were paying, with them, when the fuel is not increased, they don't come monthly. They come once in 2 months.
Hmm.
Now, this year, it's only twice they've been here. Okay. And when I ask, they say they want to increase the price, they want to increase their price, we should wait. When I argue with them, they say, we're arguing with the Loma that we pay every day and they don't give us license.
Hmm.
Can you imagine the type of thing they are doing?
So you're saying that they've only come to evacuate your trash twice this year?
This year, only twice.
Wow. Where?
And they want people to be paying. Even if you pay them 1 million, will they come?
Where do you stay?
Ikorodu.
Where in Ikorodu?
Sele. Okay. Ibaga.
Okay.
This year, the only 2 times, even if they say Loma should take it, just like NEPA, even if they say NEPA, they should be paying 1,000 on each of these things, they will not make it because they're not serious.
Hmm. Mama T, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Onyeka.
Onyeka, welcome.
Yeah. In my area, when I started a new place.
Okay.
In the older place where we were, they were collecting 5,000.
Okay.
So when they came here, we started negotiating. They said we should be paying, it's 15,000 we should be paying, and we said no.
Okay.
But what you are collecting from us from the other side is 5,000. How come you want to change it here? They said it's their new tariff. That was earlier last year.
Okay.
So, and they insist that they must be collecting 10,000. So I don't know the increment in their services they are talking about again.
All right. Well, thanks for calling us. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I've got this message here. Okay. This one says, the truth is slowly emerging. Little wonder there's been a lull in Loma's activities in evacuating waste all across the city, because I've been noticing the several grumblings and complaints of citizens all across the metropolis of growing heaps of waste. Even in my own estate, they were absent for weeks before they eventually came around to carry out their jobs. In truth, there's no smoke without fire. There's a silent storm brewing. The earlier the government steps in somehow, the better for the reputation of this state. Richard, with that message there on WhatsApp. We've got Comrade Enang, who says, what I notice is that we are ever ready for government to toss us as they wish. Very soon, government will tax us for walking on the street. I suggest 100% increase. Comrade Enang. All right. Thanks for your message. Good evening, Sandra. I'm paying 2,500 now at Alhaja Unity Estate. Okay. Are they regular? Do they come and evacuate the trash where you live? Bernard from Lekki says, Loma has already increased their charges. We were paying 25,000 2 years ago and we are paying 30,000 now. So which increase are they talking about? That's Chief Wedikba Bernard from Lekki with that message there. If you just tuned in and you're wondering, what are we talking about? Loma may be increasing its waste evacuation charges in October. That's our first story on today's Big Three. The MD of Loma said that the cost of diesel and the cost of spare parts for their trucks are some of the reasons that they are considering reviewing their prices by up to 50%. The private sector participants, the PSPs, they're seeing their overhead costs rising. You know, so he said that he wants to appeal to all the stakeholders that the quicker they resolve the issues, the better it will be for everybody in terms of percentage increase. Now, of course, he says that in some cases it might be lesser than the 50%, but that they are looking, they're doing like a consultative round trip of sorts, you know, consultative pricing review for PSP services. And of course, they're also taking into consideration that things are expensive everywhere. They're trying to make sure that they're not introducing any change that will cause people to be unable to have their trash evacuated, you know. So these are all the things they're considering. But we're hearing that the review may be up to 50%. You could be paying 50% more for them to collect your garbage. Do you accept that they need to do that? Lots of people have been calling and saying, but they've already increased it. So which one are we hearing again? Okay, let's agree that they've already increased it. Do you think that they've done enough to increase it again? Do you think that there are other things that Lawma and the PSPs could be doing so that they don't raise your bill again? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
I'm fine. You have Ambassador Muzba here calling you from Mission.
Welcome, Ambassador Muzba.
For me, first of all, the situation of what I said in this country is rather unfortunate, where everything starts increasing. And to me, to some extent, we Lagosians, we are far from Lawma. We never make use of the information they're always giving out. You know, if you're in your area now, PSP are not coming, there's a number you can call to complain to those who are regulating the PSP. It happened in my area. This is how we sort it out. This number is very much, I have it on my phone, 070-8060-1020.
Okay.
It's a magic word to the Lawma Direct. Whatever the PSP are doing in your community, if you don't like it, just call that number. They will come to rescue.
Okay.
Okay? So we should
call the number again. Call the number again very slowly.
070-8060-1020.
Call it again.
That's direct Lawma. Totally.
Call it again.
070-8060-1020.
Okay.
Free line. You are using Zing.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Direct, so they will come. So what this regulation, this increase, if Lawma increase my tariff anyhow, I call the authority.
Okay.
They will tell me, is it authorized or not?
Okay.
So if you fail to come and pick my rapist, I will call that number.
Okay. Call that number again. Share that number again one final time.
Yes. 070-8060-1020.
Okay.
Yes, that number free. They won't charge you.
They won't charge
you. It's for us in community. Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us, Comrade Musbao. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Wole from Ikeja says, Lawma has already rolled out the new bills. I have received mine in Ikeja. The bill was hiked from 18,000 to 30,000, which is the total charge for a three-month period. Wole, thank you very much for this eyewitness account. We've got a message here from Clement who says, Madam Sandra, I work in a church, and as at last year, the church was paying 30,000 naira. Now, this year, from 30,000 to 120,000 for just once in a week. I don't understand. 30,000 last year, and once a week to evacuate your trash, you're now paying 20,000? I don't understand. Could you explain further, please? Last time they came to our side was the first week of May, and since then till this day, we have not seen them again. That's HOD from Ejibo with that message there. Is your name HOD or is your name Onyi? Make up your mind, so that I'm not reading from you when there's a lot of other people I can read from. We've got Tony Anele in Ijegama who says, any government that is worth its salt shall not allow one kobo increase now for any service at all on the eve of 2023 elections. Anything to the contrary, together with the present economic crunch, is a negative and dangerous campaign material against the government of the day at any level. Is there anything the government can do to reduce diesel price? Why will Nigeria and Nigerians suffocate because of what is going on in Russia? Why hasn't the atrocities in Nigeria not affected Russia or elsewhere in the world? Well, because Russia has their own oil. And if we have anything happening here and we can't export our oil, Saudi Arabia has oil, lots of other countries in the world have oil. Unfortunately, we import diesel, so you know, were affected. Most of the world really imports diesel. And so the cost of things have risen for most of the world. The difference, I always say this, the difference between us and the rest of the world is that their own economies are not powered by diesel. Our economy in Nigeria is powered by fuel and diesel. So you're running your business with generators. Your household is being run on generators. Churches are being run on generators. Hotels, schools, hospitals are being run on generators. And so we're all feeling the pinch when there's a crisis in a country like Russia and Ukraine. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, let me tell you about Gbadebo Rhodes Vivo, who has just won Labour Party's substitution Guba primary here in Lagos. That's our second story. I'll tell you about that. Also to come, lots of good news in security today. The update with the security situation. So much great stuff happening there. I'll tell you about that as well. Don't go away. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming on YouTube as well. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad. Welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Gbadebo Rhodes Vivo won Labour Party's substitution Guba primary here in Lagos. And that's our second story. The primary held yesterday, GRV scored 111 delegate votes. His only opponent, Moshood Salvador, got 102. I told you yesterday, if you remember, and actually, no, it was on Tuesday. I told you on Tuesday that each candidate was bringing a list of 100 delegates. So it would have been very embarrassing if either of them ended up with less than 100 votes. What were really up for grabs were the 17 votes from the party ESCO. And in the end, only 15 of them were accredited to vote. There was some controversy. One of Road Vivo's delegates was not allowed to vote because the name on the list was Christiana, while his name is Christian. Also, Salvador is alleging that one delegate voted multiple times, and so he has rejected the results. Now, will the results stand? That's the big question. INEC attended the primary, but it's not enough for INEC to attend the primary. For the result to count, Labour has to file for a substitution. And remember, they already have a placeholder candidate, Ifabwemi Awamaridi. He's also the state party chairman, but he says that he's not a placeholder. He says that he's the legit Guba nominee. And guess what? Under the Electoral Act, the party can only replace him if he consents in writing. Is he going to do that? Rhodes Vivo believes so. He said, quote, he's somebody that we're going to reach out to and make sure that he's going to be part of the campaign and everything that we are ongoing, because he's a strong party man and we are going to ensure that he's carried along. This is a substitution exercise. INEC is here. And I'm sure that by the time they publish their final list, you will see a reflection of this process that has happened, end quote. Jeremy seems very confident. Very confident. Do you think he's correct? Do you think that the state chairman of Labour will yield to the new flag bearer from the substitution Guba primary yesterday? And more importantly, do you think Roads Viver can mount a challenge to Governor Sanwo-Olu for Alausa? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. These are the numbers to call. 01465-7190. That second number is for our female callers only. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And definitely share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Bernard on Facebook says GV Rhodes is already a worthy opponent. He might not win the gubernatorial election eventually, but he's definitely threat enough to Sanwo-Olu. Though Rhodes might not even emerge as the LB candidate owing to the fact that he's a newbie who needs massive following. But he has emerged as the candidate as of yesterday. But we're waiting for the final list from INEC. I love election season. It's filled with so many intrigues. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Here's a message from Steven. Steven says, I don't think that the lawmaker should increase its rates now. This is because they're not even doing the job as they should. They haven't come to our market, that's the boundary market, to clear the refuse for over a month. And the whole place, especially the roads, are filled with refuse. Please, I don't support the increase in rates. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Sandra, thank God we are not paying for the air that we are breathing. If not, they would have increased the fee. There's nothing we will not see in Nigeria. Ahmed from Apapa. But Ahmed, the price of everything is increasing and they do need to fuel their trucks. They do need to service those trucks and it's expensive to do those things. So are they increasing because they want to wicked you or because it's a necessity to actually do it at the moment? 99.3, hello?
Hello?
I don't know what's happening with the phone lines, but well, let's keep trying. That's why I'm reading messages from social media instead, because our phone lines are not behaving at the moment. We've got Damian from Shogunle who says, where is the salary increase that will augment their increment? They're all jokers. By the time the government of Lagos State knows what's going on, heap of dust bean will be all over the roads. They will even select the quantity of bean that they will collect per compound. I don't blame them. Some people will block drainage with a bin if care is not taken. All right. Sandra, my concern with Loma is that they're supposed to carry your trash four times in a month. Are they doing that? And Lagos is this dirty. Samuel from Oshodi with that message there. Let's try the phone lines again. 99.3, hello? 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 All right, doesn't look like that worked. Hello. Okay, let's try again. 99.3.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Victor, calling from Bariga.
Victor from Bariga, welcome.
Sandra, imagine yesterday I just trip for Yanuworo. Those were the court tickets, the way they wear green and white. They just told me, say that I must take out because they trip for road. So nothing will know we see for Nigeria.
Okay, we've got a message here. I don't know why Sanwo-Olu government will not allow Lagosians to have peace. Did Ambode increase levy before the cleanup of Lagos was done perfectly? That's M. Joe from Aja. Didn't people complain that there was dirt everywhere during Ambode's term? It wasn't that a complaint that people had about Ambode. Here's a message that says, Loma is inconsistent in Ikorodu. Especially here in Irawo, the stench that comes out of the garbage is kept for a very long time is nothing to write home about. Someone from Ilasan Housing Estate says that we've been experiencing uninterrupted power supply in my area for the past 3 weeks. I hope everyone is enjoying the same thing as us. Dele from Lekki. Dele, we're not talking about power supply, but thank you for the update. No matter how Loma increases their price, they'll never be satisfied. They'll always find a fault in a matter of time. We're not benefiting anything from Loma. Here's another message. Loma increasing bills by 50% and the world is advocating for reduction in gas emissions into the atmosphere. So unfortunate. I'm trying to see the relationship between them increasing their bill and the reduction in gas emissions. Could you explain to me a bit more? You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Hi, Sandra, how you doing?
I'm okay, how you doing?
I'm good, my name is Shade.
Shade, welcome.
So this Loma thing, I'm a bit confused. Okay. So Loma, you know, like Ikeja and Sule, I've been increasing, or well, the PSP providers, I've been increasing, they've increased twice since, they've increased once this year and increased last year.
Okay.
So this one, is it like official? Because that's what got me confused when I heard. I'm like, they've been increasing, like at least I know people have gotten letters of increase and they've negotiated and stuff. Now that Loma is now officially saying, so we should all, those people that had increased this year should be expecting another increase again.
You know what? Then, I think I will bring Loma to the studio to answer these questions, right? How about
thank
that?
You. Confusing.
Thank you. All right, Shadi, thank you very much for calling. Let me bring you our final story and then we can talk about all three. Like I said, our third story is an update on the security situation. The Air Force claims to have killed a top terror kingpin. Air Commodore Edward Gabwet, the Air Force PR and Information Director, said, quote, following receipt of intelligence on 9th August 2022 that a well-known terrorist kingpin, Alhaji Shanono, had scheduled a meeting with his foot soldiers at Okambo, a village about 131 kilometers from Kaduna, the air component of Operation Whirl Punch dispatched aircraft for interdiction mission at the location. Overhead the location, terrorists were sighted under clusters of trees at the foot of Okambo High Ground. And after ensuring the absence of civilian settlements within the location, the crew received authorization to strike. Feedback from local sources disclosed that over 30 rifles and 20 motorbikes were destroyed, while about 18 terrorists, including Alhaji Shanono, were neutralized, while others sustained various degrees of injuries. Sources also revealed that not less than 26 kidnapped victims earlier held by the terrorists were released as a result of the airstrike. End quote. So, dead terrorists and freed hostages. And speaking of freed hostages, seven more of Abuja Kaduna train hostages are coming home. These ones were not rescued. The terrorists reportedly released them. It's a family of six plus an elderly woman who's reportedly very sick. And finally, two more church massacre suspects have been arrested. The government says that the military and the SSS collaborated on the arrests. The director of defense information is alleging that both men are members of ISWAP. DDI gave their names as Al-Qasim Idris and Abdulhalim Idris. Abdulhalim Idris is allegedly an ISWAP commander who led raids on military targets in Kogi. The other four suspects are Idris Abdulmalik Omeza, a.k.a. Bin Malik, Momo Otohu Abubakar, Aliu Yusuf Itokpa, and Awal Ishak Onimisi. And that's the current security situation. You can comment on any of these stories. I think they're all pretty great. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That's for women. We will try to get Loma on the show next week so that we can have a conversation about this price increase that they're considering. We'll also ask them about, you know, the other prices that they've increased earlier this year. And, you know, because again, they're saying it's possible. They're having conversations. They are doing consultations and they may review. And the review may be upwards of 50%. But now you're saying, what are they reviewing again? I don't already they get increased, what do they call them, Loma bill. So which one are they increasing again? The only people who can answer that question are Loma. So we'll get them on the show, hopefully the MD himself, and he can talk to Lagos about this potential increase and the previous increases as well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. If you just tuned in, good evening to you. You're listening to The Big Three on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've talked about Loma possibly increasing waste evacuation charges. Then we've talked about Gbadebo Roads Vivor winning the Lagos Guba ticket. And now we just talked about the Air Force taking out a top terrorist and more train passengers getting freed. Do you think that Loma should increase its price some more. Do you think that Rhodes Viva can challenge Sanwo-Olu in 2023? And do you think that this momentum that our security agencies seem to have found can be maintained? 99.3, hello. Call us back if you can. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, President Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon, ma'am. This is your senior special advisor on special duties, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Welcome.
Yeah, good one for the Air Force. Mm. At least they can keep up. If they've been doing this from day one, those are our this thing that dropped. I don't think those aircraft will lose those officers and the aircraft.
Okay.
Then for Loma, if they increase, I wish they will increase their time of coming to pick them.
Okay.
From Ijesha Road up to Itirela Wansin Road. Sandra, if you see how they designed that where they have the street lights with their dead, I'm telling you it's not funny.
Mm.
So let them do, because everything has gone up, like the diesel stuff.
Mm.
If our refineries are working, I don't think we'll find it this high cost of diesel.
Mm.
But the man who promised us to fix this thing is always almost on his way out, and nothing happened. So let's face the music.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3, hello.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. What's your name?
Yeah, Alex here.
Welcome.
Okay, so I think I like the idea of neutralizing those terrorists on site.
Okay.
I think it's a good thing. Instead of bringing, because I mentioned it on the Sheriff's show yesterday, that as far as they have evidence of what they have found, because at some point, for every life taken, I mean, it's expected, for every life taken, you should be able to show evidence as to why that had to happen.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yes. But if they have so confirmed, I think it is best to neutralize them right away. Because, you know, I think it was on your show I mentioned the other time that every captive, every captured terrorist has a value, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have a value.
Yes, I remember.
If you do not neutralize them early enough, you will find yourself having to negotiate with some other younger terrorist and saying, look, if you don't bring that guy, you're not going to get this. I don't know if you understand my point.
Exactly, yeah.
I think it's a great thing for them to adopt that strategy. Yes, having clarified all they need to clarify. Now, on the issue of this one that he said, the Ojo guy in the Ondo incident, I don't know, it's suspicious. You know, why do things always go wrong, you know, with our ways? Is it the typical Nigerian thing again? It's suspicious. I don't know. And then on the issue of Loma, please give us enough notice, Sandra. I would love to, you know, hear what the MD has to say. Give us enough notice as to the day is coming.
All right.
I would really look forward to it. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Alex, for calling. Wilfred is in Lekki. Hi, Wilfred.
Hi, Sandra.
Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, let me jump straight into this topic. I'm going to start with the Loma issue.
Okay.
Why are they not looking at best ways of creating wealth from waste instead of increasing people's intake? I mean, you have so much waste that you are carrying. What are you doing with them, burning them? I mean, there are programs of waste to wealth that can even reduce cost of people paying this. Me give you my waste is money for you, right?
Mm.
So why are we not having people in government who have creative ideas rather than just sit down there and pick from the citizens that they are doing services for?
Mm.
That is one thing about Loma.
Okay.
Then secondly, on the security issue, applauding the defense people, they can only work when there's a synergy.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, these terrorists can be outnumbered and neutralized long ago, but I just feel that there's no unity amongst them, because if you look at the army with the ground force, they need to feed the air force, and the air force cannot strike without intelligence information from the army.
Mm.
So if there's no unity amongst them, you cannot go up in the air and start shooting at people because you see there are terrorists there.
Mm.
So that's so for this to happen, there must have been a kind of synergy and unity with the two forces.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they could do this.
Well, the Air Force did say that they got intelligence, and that's why they were able to move in and act as quickly as they did.
Yeah, so that's what we've been missing all these years. And Something about yesterday, I know it's not in your topic.
Yeah.
People will call in and say, why is Gumi not arrested and everything else? Negotiating with terrorists is not something that maybe terrorists. It's a phone call, and they want to talk to me because of that. So if Gumi is doing a good job negotiating with terrorists, it doesn't mean he knows them. It doesn't mean I'm not speaking on his behalf, but people should understand negotiation with terrorists is not a child's play.
Yeah.
I don't even need a terrorist. So that's just my contribution.
All right, well,
Sandra.
Fred, thank you so much for calling. We've got Fred Ogbewi on Facebook who is accusing me of sensationalizing illegality and trying to cause confusion. He says, Loma needs funds to carry out their activities of clearing garbage off the streets. And if people don't pay their bills, how do you expect the agency to carry it out? If the streets are littered with garbage, you people will be the ones blaming government and calling Tinubu names. Is Tinubu the governor of Lagos? Okay, Fred. Fred also says, there are several other issues affecting the society you people refuse to talk about. Okay, so we should not talk about the fact that Loma is considering increasing its bill by 50%. And this is after, of course, various people have called in and claimed that their bills have already increased. So talking about that is sensationalizing illegality and trying to cause confusion, according to Fred Ogbewi on Facebook. All right, Fred. Thank you very much for your message. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let's take a look at some of them. Mike says, we are a member of OPEC, so why is the war in Ukraine affecting price of PMS? And are we practicing monarchy? If yes, then it is the turn of my grandfather. Sandra, who thinks Leicester City will win the EPL about 4 to 5 seasons ago? Okay, Mike. Why are we talking about sports? Here is a message here that says, if the cost of diesel now comes down, will Loma reduce their fees? I think the Loma operations fees are already increased without the knowledge of the state government. I think this official announcement is to normalize that already implemented increase. Okay. Again, they're not saying that they will increase. They're saying that they may increase, depending on the conclusions they come to after consultations with the stakeholders. We've got Ovigwe who says, please, there's a dead body on Kara Bridge on Lagos Ibadan Express Road for almost 3 to 4 days. Okay. So a dead body on Kara Bridge on Lagos Ibadan Express Road. That's a message from Ovigwe. I know the authorities are listening because they listen all the time. So please, your attention is needed there on Kara Bridge on Lagos Ibadan Expressway. There's been a dead body there, according to Ovigwe, for 3 to 4 days now. Wankwa says, Sandra, the government has acknowledged the hardship they created and nothing from them to ease the people's suffering. And they're coming up with this 50% increment. It's too much. I hope they consider the masses and their workers as well. No wonder dirt is everywhere in Lagos State now. The last message you read about the caller on boundary refuse disposal is a lie. They're always on ground packing refuse. Okay. Thank you very much for sending that correction in. We've got Femi from Dallas in the U.S. who says the NSARS is enough reason for any candidate to remove the current government in Lagos and the APC because they killed innocent protesters. These innocent protesters will fight back, surely. Femi from Dallas with that message. Let's come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir? Hello? Hello? All right. Looks like we lost the connection to that fella. 99.3. Hello? Call back if you can. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
How are you?
Hi. Thank you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Mrs. Ajayi calling from Surulere.
Welcome, Mrs. Ajayi.
Thank you. About Loma. Loma is the only government agency that is efficient.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
They are very, very efficient. In fact, we have a Loma platform. Mm-hmm. If you are safe and they come, they don't pick your way, you only need to call them, they'll come back and pick you.
Okay.
They're so efficient.
Okay.
And still really rebuttal to be precise.
Okay.
All that right. Is the only government agency working.
Okay.
3 years or more running now, no water in this area. No pipe bomb water.
I'm even surprised people still get pipe bomb water.
You don't have pipe on water, you don't have it here. And the soil is not good to get good flowing water.
Oh.
So it's so difficult for us in this area.
Oh.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Ajayi. Thank you so much for calling. Oh. 99.3. Like, to be honest, the last time that I experienced pipe-borne water was like in secondary school in the 90s. Like, oh my god, the last time I experienced pipe-borne water, then you lean, like, once you hear woo from the tap, you know that they're about to switch it on from waterboard. Everybody go and bring out their buckets and their gallons and stand in front of the, what's it called, stand in front of the in front of the tap waiting for the water to start running, and it will run for a few hours, you know, and then you fill up like your drum and your gallons and your, like, I haven't experienced pipe bomb water for a long time, so I'm always surprised when people talk about, oh, we still get water bill, we are waiting for pipe bomb water to work. Yeah, what is it like to be God's favorite, you know? Hello, Sandra. Is it the fault of the masses that diesel price is increasing? No, it's not. But if they increase, because again, back to what I said earlier on, because we're a diesel-powered economy, you go fill up. We've got a message from Comrade Daniel who says, Labour Party style of doing things is like student union government in our universities. Their activities are always in disarray. Labour Party candidates cannot challenge Sanwo-Olu because the current Lagos State Governor is not doing badly. Comrade Daniel, thank you very much for your message. Sandra, Lagos State-owned organizations rendering services are increasing their rates just because they want to raise money for election spending. Remember the increased BRT bus service, Patrick from Berger, with that assertion there. But I don't think you're right, Patrick. Now, of course, that's what you feel, but I don't think that that's accurate. We've got a message here. I just passed Kano bus stop by Ajao. You need to see the trash all dumped on the roadside. Abdusalam Muiz says, Sandra, due to the hike 2.5 in price, it makes some people to put refuse in the middle of the road. That's a message from Unity Estate in Aja. We've got Sam who says, those complaining, yes, it's hard, but they're buying diesel now, almost 1,000 naira. So what do you want them to do? Don't generalize. It is effective in my area, in my estate, in satellite town. Sam, with that message there. Yeah, okay. You also said, is it not Rhodes Vivor that married Funke Akindele? No, that's not. Wow. So this is how people spread fake news. No, Rhodes Vivor is not married to Funke Akindele. Funke Akindele is married to JGC. Or was married to JGC. Now, wow. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls.
The debaters are ready, and all 18 of them will battle every single day on your number one station for talk. The panel of judges are also ready, and they will decide again who walks away with our prize money. The prize money is ready. Like Ruth Okorocha, Tanvita Kaushik, and Esther Bewaji, another child is 4 debates away from winning 1 million naira. There's only one question left. Lagos, are you, the audience, ready? It's the I Beg to Differ Debate Tournament, August edition. Join Sandra Ezekwesili, the moderator, the best student debaters, in a stellar panel of judges from the 8th of August to the 1st of September 2022. Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Bukahot.
Imagine a life with zero worries. Imagine no.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Bukahot, and Storm Body Spray.
This is not all about prayer. It's not like everything is not prayer. That is Nigerian mentality. It's not about finding happiness in your home. Look, pray.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk. Ernest from Ikorodu says, Labour Party gubernatorial candidate is a strong tower in Lagos. Okay. I don't have a problem with the increase, but will it ever come down? Because any increase in Nigeria doesn't obey the law of gravity. Heaven from Ogba with that message here. We've got Adekboju who alleges that armed robbers are going into houses. Okay. This person is alleging that armed robbers are going into houses in Amadia, New Okoba, Agbe Road, under Ojokoro LCDA area of Lagos. And he says, we need security in these above areas, I beg. All right, Kafari Adekboju with that message there. Ade from Surulere says, It isn't just about increases, but the pathetic poor services. The governor and his government have seriously failed Lagos State. They cannot say they are performing with all the mess everywhere in the state. On top of all their cosmetic projects they're using to deceive the people. Any increase on anything now is suicidal with a few months to 2023. Enough is enough of this poor government. People of Lagos State, shine your eyes. Otoge, we must put a permanent stop to all of this recycling and Emiloka business. Ade from Surulere with that message there. Fred says, Loma should enlighten the public and collaborate with recyclers. As charges increase, provide trash bag or recycling points. A caller is even saying what I'm thinking. Wealth from trash. Why can't trash be recycled to make huge dustbins and sold to residents for easy collection of waste? Fred, thank you very much for your message. I don't blame the price increase, but another problem. Many residents don't even like clean environment and they package out trash properly for easy evacuation. Here in Festac, if you see how many residents leave their fences dirty, the worst are the block and flat apartments. Loma should push for materials that make it easy for them to evacuate trash, especially for recycling, like the trash for cash that La Sepa Lagos did a while ago. Yes, these are great ideas. Here's a message from... I really wish I could do you a video of how dirty the Boundary Market is. I'll pass by in about an hour. Please ask me to send you a picture so you'd see. Please send me the picture. Let me see. Because you say Boundary is really filthy, but somebody else sent us a message and said it's a lie that they're always packing the dirt at Boundary. Emmanuel says, the Loma fees has already been increased, though. They came to my house and said each flat will be paying 1,000 Naira now. We used to pay 300 Naira. The increase is too much, though. That means if you have 10 flats in a compound, that's 10K. Don't worry. You don't need to snap the receipt and show me. I believe you. I completely, totally believe you. Sandra, my question is, how can we be spending more on waste than what we consume? Almost in all countries except Nigeria, government's own facility is cheaper than private. But that's the thing. Remember, of course, that the Lagos State government is working with private partners here. You know, they're working with, what's it called now, the PSPs. And the PSPs are private sector participants. And that's why it's a bit expensive. Because Lagos State government cannot do it by themselves. And that's why they need to work in collaboration with these other stakeholders to evacuate your trash. We have Taiwo who says, Sandra, please stop saying PSP may review charges. They have already done so. In my area in Ikorodu, it is 135% increase as a last meeting with PSP agents here. Okay, Taiwo, thank you very much for your message. Augustine Lasamaja says, Loma increased their rate this January by 25%. That is from 750 to 1,000 Naira per flat in my area. Why 50% again? Okay. He has a message who says, it seems the only people enjoying Loma are the people that have their number. Thank God I have it now. Yes, thank you again to Comrade Musbao, who called in and shared that number with Lagos. Here is this message here. Sandra will always try to defend the government, even when they're doing something wrong. Justifying Loma increase as if salaries have been increased is unjustifiable. Okay, so today I'm defending government. Okay. We bless God. On some other days, they will say Sandra is always attacking government. On other days, Sandra is always defending government. Oh, Sandra is PDP supporter. Oh, Sandra is APC supporter. Oh, Sandra is Labour Party supporter. One day, one trouble. Let's take a break. When we come back, Vol is laughing. When we come back from this break, let's take a look at what extraordinary Nigerians like you are doing, even though things are not great. You know, they're trying and doing their best to inspire. Onyi Sunday will be here to bring you that. Then from 4:30, we have Chukwudi Ezugu, who will be bringing you Eyewitness. Don't go away.
It's 4 o'clock.
The debaters are ready.